In the interest of education, the KER Public Affairs Department now presents Community Involvement, an in-depth look at our community. And here's your host, Jonathan Roberts.
We're back with Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. She's going to continue taking us through the work they do there.
You're welcome to participate in our workshops as well. We have workshops, some of which are aimed more at beginning birders. Others are more for experienced birders. But we have every month or two, we have a workshop. It's typically a two-day workshop followed by a field trip. And they're very frequently offered by renowned birder Alvaro Jaramillo. Our next one that's going to be led by Al is during the week of March, the last week of March, and that will be covering sparrows. So please, you know, think about taking a workshop with us. Check out our website for more information on the next workshop and other things that are happening in the spring. We also have lots of special events. In the fall in particular, we do our California Fall Challenge. And as part of that, we have many, many bird walks. We have birding competitions. We have birdathon fundraisers. We have lots of different activities going on, particularly in the fall, but also scattered over the course of the year. A great way for individuals and groups to get involved is through participating in a banding demonstration. So at our Coyote Creek Field Station, we have regularly over the course of the year particular days where the public can come and see our work in action. We can see the mist nets that we can put up. You can see the birds in the hand and talk with some of our biologists and some of our citizen scientists about the work that we're doing there. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned for more information about the schedule for this year. You can join our Facebook community, of course. As I mentioned earlier, the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. If you simply search for that in Facebook and then like us, you'll get information about our current activities. You'll be able to commune with other bird lovers. We have fun bird ID contests, and we post bird photos from the field. Lots of different fun things going on Facebook. And then a few other ways for individuals. If you're interested in an employment with us, we have a few opportunities right now. We're looking for two student interns. So if there's any students listening right now who are interested in studying snowy plovers over the course of the summer, please contact us. We're looking to recruit two students. And we're also hiring one full-time temporary biologist for our water bird field work over the course of this spring and summer. So that's obviously another way to get involved. And then finally, in terms of individual involvement with SFBBO, we are a membership organization. We have a really strong membership base and have had for the past 30 years. And so you can join as a member. And for the financial support through your membership, you get free bird walks. You get our newsletter, which is called the Bay Bird Review. You get access to our Coyote Creek Field Station. There's lots of other benefits that members get. So you can go online and join. You can give us a call at the office. You can you can basically touch base with us in any way, and we'll walk you through that membership process, which is really straightforward. And the membership dues then support many of our programs and exclusively support the work at the Coyote Creek Field Station and our Colonial Waterbirds programs, those citizen science-focused projects. So the support is really fantastic from our members, and that's a great way to get involved and show your support for SFBBO. If you can also donate in-kind goods or services. If you know something about vehicle maintenance or boat maintenance, we would love to have your input and your donation of time. If you have items like emergency road kits or safety vests, or you're interested in purchasing things like birding scopes, there's a list of items that we would love to have donated to our organization, and you can find that list on our website. And then, of course, you can give money. You can give money through contributions to our appeals, through a tribute or a gift in honor of someone that you know who might be really interested in birds.
You were listening to Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory.
Community Involvement is a presentation of the KEAR Public Affairs Department. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KEAR, its management, or staff.